Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Gospel, The Good News of God Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org Subject of this audio The Gospel of the Kingdom of God Chapter 1 The Third Compound Name of the Gospel The subject covered in this new material refers to one of the themes that make up the series The Gospel, The Good News of God, which already has the following previous subjects. 1. Much more than a message, an offer of life. 2. The limit of the unlimited gospel. 3. The gospel of the Creator. 4. The gospel of Christ. In the subjects mentioned above, it has been highlighted that the gospel of God refers to an offer of newness of life presented directly by God to humankind and that the breadth of the gospel is so extensive and comprehensive that it is necessary to use various compound names to expose its greatness and the diversity of its characteristics. We understand that it is important still to remember here that the different compound names do not constitute distinct gospels. There is only one gospel of God. The various compound names of the gospel, therefore, announce some of the most prominent facets of this one gospel, as it is in the case of the first compound name already discussed above and which took into consideration the expression the gospel of God or the gospel of the Creator. And to consider the gospel as being of God or the eternal Creator, in turn, exposes a multitude of factors associated with it. To say that the gospel is of God associates, for instance, the origin, ownership, motivation, conception, and purposes of the gospel with the eternal God and Father of all creation himself. Moreover, considering the gospel as coming from the Father of lights also shows that it is the gospel of God's love, for it is likewise structured and entirely grounded in this inexhaustible and marvelous virtue of the Lord himself. The second compound name of the gospel that has been considered is the gospel of Christ or the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The attribution of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the gospel of God reveals to the world that this gospel also comes from Christ and is co-authored by the Lord Jesus himself. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's main offer to the world, but the Lord Jesus Christ is also the voluntary offer who has offered himself to be given to the world. Just as the Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son in love so that human beings can have eternal life and relationship with the Creator, so the Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself and continues to give Himself in love so that all purposes of the Heavenly Father could and can be manifested to the world and accomplished in the lives of those who receive the gospel granted from heaven. When the gospel of God is also called by the name Gospel of Christ, or Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is revealed to us that the same central aspects of this gospel that are associated with the Heavenly Father are also associated with Christ. Nevertheless, the list of compound names of the gospel outlined in the Bible is not limited to associating this gospel only with the names of God Himself. To highlight some essential attributes of God offered by His gospel and to specifically show some characteristics of this offer, the scriptures also extend a list of compound names of the gospel to these attributes and characteristics. After knowing that the compound names of the gospel of God and the gospel of Christ clearly show the offerer of the gospel and the motivations and purposes for it to be manifested to human beings, it becomes very interesting and relevant to move towards a more profound observation of the details of other aspects that are also encompassed in this gospel. Thus, and given the number of times that in the scriptures the mention of the kingdom of God is associated with the gospel, we would like to adopt the compound name the gospel of the kingdom of God as the third great title of the gospel to be detailed more extensively. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh into the world was also intended to intensify the announcement of the availability of the kingdom of God to human beings, as well as to make known the offer of the gospel of this kingdom in all nations and in all generations until the end of the present world. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The granting of the gospel of God as being as well the gospel of the kingdom exposes the Lord's purpose in intensifying the testimony to all nations and peoples that together with eternal salvation and the newness of life in Christ, they also are offered a new relationship with the heavenly kingdom, as exemplified below. Mark 1, 15. And saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and believe in the gospel." The compound name Kingdom of God, after the very name of God and of Christ, is probably the broadest way in which it is possible to refer to the set of all things that work in harmony and voluntary cooperation with God, as well as to everything that willingly is aligned with the will of the Lord. After the names Gospel of God and Gospel of Christ, the name Gospel of the Kingdom of God is shown as the name that most broadly expresses the multiplicity of characteristics of this same gospel. Therefore, everyone who longs to know the fundamental aspects that sustain the life of the present universe and for eternity also needs to be willing at the current time to practice a more intense and specific relationship with the Kingdom of God or with the Gospel of this Kingdom.